Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics Podcast. Don Munson, along with our golf coach, Larry Penley, today, as his guy is going to be heading off to the NCAA Regional, Austin, Texas. All right, first and foremost, Texas is a good spot for y'all. Y'all were just out there last year, finished second in a regional to advance on to a national championship, so hopefully some good vibes going back to the Lone Star State.
Yeah, I don't have any problems with this regional at all, other than the fact we know nothing about the golf course. I've heard great things about the University of Texas Golf Club. I know it's not on their campus. It's kind of a ways away, but I think their practice facilities are going to be tremendous. What we've been able to find out on the internet looks great. And one of our former players, Richard Coughlin, is their volunteer coach for the Longhorns. So we've been able to get maybe a little bit of inside info on the golf course, but we expect it to be a great test.
All right, so as you just look at the regional, the teams that are there, maybe give us a little bit of a breakdown of the teams that are there.
Obviously, with Southern Cal being the 2 seed, Texas got the 1 seed. That's kind of debatable. I know they're a top 10 team, but they give them a 1 seed playing at home. Southern Cal, to me, is a very strong 2 seed. We have not seen Pepperdine this year. We are the 4 seed. TCU got a very good draw. They're only maybe a couple hours away from Dallas-Fort Worth, but it's I think they really were wanting to play there. So as a 5 seed, I think they've got to be maybe the strongest 5 seed in the field. Then you've got the SEC champion Arkansas as our 6 seed, and a very good Iowa team got the 7th seed. The NCAA is we're going to have to find a way to make up for some sort of injustices in the rankings. And when I say that is Iowa played 2 tournaments this year when they only finished with 4 players, and their best player got sick twice, which really killed them in the rankings. Well, Iowa is a top 20 team, but when you take the finishes that they had losing their best player in two straight tournaments, it really knocked their rankings down. So they end up a 7th seed. They might be the strongest 7 seed in the country. Mm. So we've got 2 teams behind us that are really proven winning teams. TCU playing close to home. Don't know anything about Pepperdine. I think the 8 seed was Marquette. Marquette's got a very good team. I think we only saw them one time, but we beat them in the fall. Tim Bray had a great stat. We're 9-1 against the teams in our field. But that was mostly in the fall. And it was mostly with Turk Pettit. With Turk Pettit playing well, and Pettit's not going to be with us this week, so we're going to have to make up for it somewhere else.
All right, so let's talk about the guys you are taking then. Obviously, Bryson Nimmer is going. We're going to talk more about Bryson here in just a sec, but who's the makeup? What's the makeup of the team, and how do you look upon it?
I really like this team. It's actually the same team that we played at the ACC Championship. Bryson will be playing 1. Freshman Jacob Bridgman will be playing 2. Kyle Cottom, who I really think has been trending in the right direction, will be playing 3. Same with William Nottingham, who's a junior. This will be his 2nd regionals. He's been doing a really good job lately. And as a matter of fact, he has U.S. Open qualifying today. Kyle has U.S. Open qualifying tomorrow. And then we're going to take Colby Patton in the 5 spot. It was kind of in between Colby and freshman Zach Gordon. We just kind of made a move to go with some experience here. Colby played in the regionals last year, did a good job. Played in NCAA finals last year, did a good job. So we're hoping that 5 will come together. It's going to take our best golf that we've played all year. Bryson's going to do what Bryson does. We need 2 other guys to kind of contend for the individual title. We need Bridgman to really step up. We either need Kyle or William or Colby to kind of get in the mix individually. We can't afford them finishing 40th and 50th. Mm. They've got to be in the top 20. And if we do that, we'll advance. But it's going to take all 5 guys. We want Bryson to just relax and play and do what he's been doing. But we're going to have to play better as a team, better than we've played in the last 2 months.
I know I've often heard you say that guys cannot be afraid to go out there and shoot low numbers. I mean, and that is that the attitude that you feel like, okay, they've got it, even though they haven't seen the golf course, you just have to almost be fearless out there and not be afraid to go low.
Yeah, we need to take it 1 shot at a time. We don't There is no ranking for us to be protecting. I mean, if anything, we need to take the gloves off and just turn it loose. And that's going to be our mindset going there. And if we do that and we can play free and relaxed and just enjoy the moment, enjoy competing and enjoy being, you know, in Texas with a great field and just playing in another golf course, I think we've got a chance to play very well. But it's going to take a little bit more. We really thought we had a chance to win going into the ACC championship. And for the first 27 holes, we were. And then all of a sudden reality hit us in the face and great teams started making birdies and we didn't have the firepower to hang with it. Well, we can't let that happen this week. I mean, we've got to stay in the moment. We've got to stay in the present tense. We continually to take it one shot, one hole, one round at a time and try to put ourselves in position. We were 1-1 with Southern Cal in the fall, and the one time they beat us was by a shot at the U.S. Collegiate when we finished second to them. We beat Texas in the fall. We know we can beat these teams, but we're going to have to play better than we've played in the last 2 months.
You know, I'm almost saying that you're in position that Brad Brownell has told me this with Clemson basketball. He really believes it's tougher to win an ACC tournament title than at times it is to win an NCAA title. That's almost a situation that you're in because of just how deep the ACC is this year and what you went through at the ACC tournament. Hopefully, like you said, that's a learning experience for you.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. We're still a very young team outside of Bryson. We're going to be playing a freshman, two sophomores, and a junior that really didn't play a whole lot last year, especially toward the end of the season. He went through a bunch of swing changes, and then William didn't play that much in the fall. But he's stuck his nose to the grindstone, and Nottingham has continued to get better and better. And it's about time for him to break loose. He knows how to win golf tournaments. Cottom knows how to win golf tournaments. Colby Patton knows how to win golf tournaments. And Jacob Bridgman, coming out of high school last year, was one of the top five junior players in the country. So we know he knows how to win golf tournaments. So it's, you know, the ACCs, you know, we got caught at the – it's almost the exact same thing happened at our tournament. As long as the conditions were tough at the Clemson Invitational, we were going to have a chance. When we got the inch and a half of rain the night before the first round and it completely softened the golf course, Georgia Tech just went out there and shot 52 under par. Duke shot 41 under par. Georgia shot 35 under par. We played probably as well as we've played out there. Well, in the four Clemson Invitationals that we've hosted, I think the best tournament we'd ever had was even par. Well, we shoot 28 under and we get hammered. So, I mean, it was all about the conditions. The same thing kind of happened at the ACCs, but it's really time for us to learn from that and to just find a way to compete. And that's what we're going to be trying to do.
All right, so maybe give us a sense, how many practice rounds will you get? How many times will you actually get a chance to see this course before you go out there and play in competition?
We don't get to see it but one time. Of course, we've pulled everything up online. We know they have Bermuda greens. We know the Bermuda greens are going to be very good. They've had rain. So the golf course is going to be soft, and I expect to have rough. When you kind of trade off a soft golf course with a lot of grass. You know, if it's firm and fast, it's usually very sparse and not much rough. Austin, Texas has had a lot of rain, and I expect the golf course to be very lush. I know they have zoysia around the greens, which is going to be sticky. There won't be a lot of bumping and running. You're going to be flying the ball onto the greens. And what it looks to me like is this golf course has got about four or five tee shots that are going to be premium. I mean, you really have to just sack up and hit great shots and be real positive with your approach, be real positive with your sight lines, with driver, and trust and feel everything you're doing. And then we have to do such a good job in this practice round. We have to kind of guess where the hole locations are going to be, which is usually not very difficult. We can usually come up with about four hole locations on a green, and three of them they'll be using for the tournament. Need to find out where to miss it, where's the good spot, where's the best putt, and then find hole locations that we want to attack. And if we can do that, and if we can stick to our game plan, and according to Coughlin, the scores will be determined by how hard the wind blows. Mm. So if it's windy, it's going to be a tough golf course. If it's fairly calm, not much wind is probably under 10 miles an hour. There'll be some good scores.
Yeah, it is Texas, and you've got to expect probably the wind to blow. All right, let's talk about Bryson and just not only the season, but the career this young man has had. He's just been named ACC Player of the Year in the conference. I mean, what can you say about this young man and the career that he has put together?
You know, words can't put it down. I mean, it's not so much the scores he shot and the records that he is breaking or contending to break, but it's everything else he does. I mean, he's a great teammate. He works his fanny off. He's a great student. He's really been a dream to have, and having him as one of my teammates' sons has been even more special, because I've got to see Tony a lot in the last 4 years, Tony and Patsy. They don't miss many tournaments. Actually, I was with them this morning over at the athletes' graduation luncheon. But that's been really special for me, is to rekindle my friendship with Tony and that family, and just watch Bryson grow. He is a phenomenal. I mean, he is truly a special talent and a special young man. We're going to be hearing a whole lot about him in the future. He's going to make a lot of waves on the PGA Tour. It's going to be fun to watch.
I mean, you look at his numbers, and I'm sitting here, 70 under par for the year. I mean, 70, a stroke average of 68.97. I mean, that's going to, you know, if he keeps this up, it's going to break the record of the all-time record set here. All right, so, and Tim Bure put me up to this. If you had to rank him with the guys that you have had over your career, where do you rank Bryson Nimmer?
He's right at the top. You know, I would have loved to have seen Doc for four. You know, I think Doc would have had a chance to have done something very special for 4 years. But Bryson chose to be here for four. And you know, DJ Trahan chose to be here for four. So, it, you know, what Kyle Stanley did in 3 years was amazing. You know, 2 seconds in NCAAs. You know, but none of them, I think the only other ACC Player of the Year we've ever had is Richard Coughlin. And that was in 1997, the year Charles Warren won the NCAA. So, you know, we haven't had an ACC Player of the Year. But to put Bryson, just to watch his growth, you know, and watch what he's done, watch how he's gotten better, watch how he's learned his game. The young man has learned how to putt, which might be the hardest thing to learn how to do. You know, I'm kind of under the old premise that great putters are kind of born, not made. You can become a good putter, you know, if you really don't know anything about putting. But it's really hard to be a Ben Crenshaw, Tiger Woods type great putter. That's kind of born into you. Bryson has learned how to putt. And he probably won't say it's one of his strengths right now, but I will. His putter is one of his strengths, and it's never been. He's figured it out. He's figured out the mental approach to it. He's figured out that routine is everything, that seeing a line and trusting a line means everything. And then just trust your God-given ability to hit it where you're looking and make the proper stroke with the proper speed. He gets it, and he works on it, and he really has developed himself into a great putter. His ball striking skills are phenomenal, have always been phenomenal. He's always been right at the top of not just our team, but the country. And fairways hit, greens hit, you know, which means he's had to work a lot on his chipping and pitching. You know, when you don't miss many greens, you don't have many opportunities to chip and pitch. Jordan Bird has done a phenomenal job with Bryson, teaching him different short game shots, teaching him a bunker game, teaching him a flop shot. Bryson didn't have any of that. To see him grow into that and see him trust that and apply it when he competes, you know, he is the real deal. It's going to be special to see what he does on the next level, because it's going to continue to get better.
All right. I mean, listening to you saying that, how much of that is just due to want to from Bryson's side of the thing, and how much of it is also due to what you have right at your back. I mean, right out the back doors, I'm sitting here looking at the facility here, especially the new putting area. You talk about putting, how that has come on for him. How much has technology figured in this? How much has facilities figured into this for him?
It's nice to have it, but you can't put a, you know, you can't equate that at all to desire and want to. And I look at our national championship team in 2003. We didn't have this. We had a push-up green that had ryegrass on it half the year that rolled about eight. That's all we had, and that's all we chipped to, and that's all we putted to. But that team had desire and went on to do great things. Bryson has a will to win and a desire to get better that I haven't seen. Doc's a little that away. Kyle Stanley was that away. Jonathan Bird was a lot of that away. You don't see that often. You don't see that desire often. He wakes up every day, all right, what am I going to do today to get better? That's hard for an 18 to 21, 22-year-old to put your arms around and embrace, because there's so many other distractions, especially at Clemson. There's so much to do. It's a great place to be. Bryson wakes up every day, how am I going to get a little bit better? And it's going to be awesome to see. But, I mean, as much as I love our facilities, he certainly has been smart enough to use the facilities and to take advantage of everything that not just the golf team but Clemson in general offers, with all the support staff at Neary and just the overall comprehension within the athletic department. You know, Bryson's not afraid to use all that, and he knows it'll make him better. Doc did the same thing. Doc kind of give this current team a blueprint on what it takes. Although we only had him for 2 years, Bryson took good notes. And Bryson saw the immediate success that Doc had, and Bryson, you know, learned real quickly, I can do this. And it's fun to see. It's gonna be exciting.
You mentioned the name DJ Trahan, so I'll ask you this. Maybe this isn't fair, but is Bryson the kind of guy that can be like DJ? DJ almost willed that 2003 team to a national title. I mean, just his leadership and what he did. Is Bryson that have that kind of makeup?
Yeah, he needs a little more help on the bottom end of this team than that team had. We had All-Americans all through that team. We actually ended up with four All-Americans on that national championship team. There's only one All-American on this team. So, but yes, I think Bryson can put him on his back, and I think he can lead by example. And I think he can, you know, let the guys know, hey, let's go out with a bang. You know, let's give it everything we've got. And that's pretty much going to be our approach. You know, we don't have anything to lose. We've got everything to gain moving forward. So we need to take the chains off and go play.
All right, last question, nothing to do about this team, but just looking at the PGA Tour so far this year, I mean, all of a sudden, there are a bunch of Clemson names that are starting to dot the leaderboard all over. Lucas is playing great. Kyle's playing great. We just saw Doc play really well in Charlotte. But it just seems like a lot of the former players are finding their games and really kind of coming into their own.
Yeah, and the one we're missing out there right now that's as good as all of them is Ben Martin. Hmm. And we've got to get Ben healthy. Ben comes in from time to time and will practice a day or come play with us the week before the ACC championship. Ben came and played with us up at the Falls, made 9 birdies and 9 pars. But he can't, his back will not allow him to do that for 72 holes. He can play 36 holes right now, but stringing together 2 practice rounds, one of those being a pro-am, and then 4 days of competition, and then when you back that up 2 and 3 weeks in a row, right now his back just can't handle it. So he's really in the process of trying to get healthy, trying to get his back strong enough so he can go out and compete. His game is still as good as all those other guys' games, and he is a proven winner on the PGA Tour, and I'm very confident he'll win again. But, boy, I like seeing Ben out there. I mean, it's always great seeing Kyle, and we all expect Kyle to do great things. We all expect Lucas to do great things. I'm really proud of what DJ's been doing. DJ has really fought back. Jonathan has fought back. I know he had a horrible week this past week in Charlotte, but, you know, overall this spring, Jonathan's played great golf. And all we got to do is just give Doc a chance. You know, if Doc can find a way to get a full .com card or a full PGA Tour card, we're going to see great things from him. He's not afraid to win golf tournaments. But yeah, I love watching him play. I take a lot of pride in them guys being out there.
All right. Well, certainly all the best in Austin. Looking forward to what this team can do. Hopefully move on to the national tournament and just take things one like I said, one shot at a time.
I appreciate it, Don, and we're going to give it our best.
All right, there you go. Larry Penley, our guest here on the podcast. Don't forget, for everything Clemson Athletics, go to the official website of Clemson Athletics, clemsontigers.com. You'll find everything right there at your fingertips. For Larry Penley, I'm Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.